Praise the Lord. Message number 197. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 19. The Watchman can see by faith what God had promised. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis and book of Genesis chapter 13. And let's read from verse 1 to verse 17. So Abraham went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents, but the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abraham's herdmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt towards Zur. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had parted from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for this time, that your word that you sent to us on your perfect time, that your word will open our eyes and our mind and give us hope and assurance and help, and give us good spiritual health to face circumstances and trials in life, that your word will help us to increase our faith and to walk according to your commands and according to what you had given to us from blessing. Lord, I pray that you anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and statements to encourage your church and your people. Raise up more servants, O God, and I pray that the message also will lead some of us to repentance, O God, to agree with your will and to go along your ways in facing troubles or struggles or quarrels between us and between the people who are put around us. Lord, I pray that the message will bring you glory and honor, and you will receive all what your word had you sinned to bring the fruit that you desire. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Abraham faced a certain time of struggle with his nephew Lot. We know that his nephew Lot, he went out with him, and Abraham was caring for him. And finally, both of them, they get a large amount of flocks. Abraham get large amount of flocks and people and tents with him, and Lot also the same. What had happened that both of them servants start to quarrel. What we have read in verse 6 and 7, they say that the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abraham's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. In facing that situation, Abraham practiced faith in God and trusted God that the Lord will give him the best, and that he will receive the best from God. So what he did, he requested Lot that they don't need to quarrel. They are brothers, explained to him, and he gave the option for Lot to choose what he likes. And he told him, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. So Lot choose what he likes. He choose the well water land, and what was left, Abraham took that. Abraham, as man of faith, trusted God, and he was able, you know, when he took that step of faith, because Abraham was able to see and welcome the promise of God. As watchmen, as a watchwoman, he was able to see the movement of God, the movement of the Holy Spirit. In the same way for us, the watchman should be able, we as watchmen and watchwomen should be able to see the movement of God, the favor of God, the promise of God, the provision of the Lord in our lives in the time of struggle and troubles. Every time there is struggle or competition between you and others, do not be tempted to focus on the common material things that between you and others. God can and will give you more and better things than of what was taken from you. God is able and will give us more and better things than of what was taken from us. But God wants us to be a watchman and watchwoman. God, through this message, he wants us to open our eyes, and he wants us to be able to see in our mind and believe in our hearts what God had promised and he is sending to us. God wants from the church to achieve the following things. First, we need to be able to see the magnitude of God's promise. In the book of Genesis chapter 13 and verse 15, what he said to Abraham, all the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. You know, sometimes when you focus on material things and quarrel start on these things, you will think and ponder in your mind, if these things will be taken away from me, what's left for me? No, God wants you to see beyond that. Whatever things you can see in the spirit, in front of you, around you, this the Lord will give you. And he will give it to your offspring. Be able to see the magnitude of God's promise to the very end of the earth, till the Lord will come and take us to heaven. You need to be able to see the future blessings for your descendants. The Lord told to Abraham in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 16, I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. You know, sometimes when we have a quarrel about material things between us and other people, we are worried and we are quarreling because we are thinking what will be left for our children. Sometimes we quarrel for lands, for houses, for money, for ministries, for opportunities, for material things, because we are thinking that what will be left for our descendants, for our children. The Lord say here to Abraham, I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth. Don't be worried about what Lot took from you. Don't be worried that Lot took the better looking land, but what is left for you, the Lord God Almighty, the Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who created heaven and earth, is with us. And as we focus on Him, as we continue to walk in His ways, we need to be sure. We should be able to see the future blessings for our children and our descendants of the disciples. The third point that God wants you to achieve is to take the step of faith to go forward and experience God's promises. In book of Genesis chapter 13 and verse 17, the Lord said to Abraham, go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. Do not allow pain and suffering and bad experiences with unfaithful people hinders you from moving forward to receive and achieve what God promised to you and what God had promised to the faithful people who are with you and who delight to remain and walk in the truth of God. You know, Jesus called us and said, go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will be with you to the very end of the age. He said to Abraham, go walk through the length and the breadth of the land. Go and make disciples. Sometimes, you know, painful experiences with unfaithful people in the mission and in life. Sometimes we are hindered, we are having fear that this will happen again. The Lord said, take the step of faith in this message. Go walk through the land. Go and make disciples. Don't be discouraged. Don't be doubting. Don't let the painful experience hinder you from taking the step of faith to go forward with God's promises. Don't let the painful experience that you pass through hinder you from taking the step of faith and enjoying the new blessing and the new ministry and the new opportunities that the Lord had ordained and had opened already for you to go forward. It might be painful experience for Abraham to spend time and effort to build up Lot, and now Lot is showing unfaithfulness, and he was willing and truly he left Abraham. That is the reality what had happened, but the truth is this. If Lot remained with Abraham, then Lot will be a hindrance for Abraham to be blessed and to be experiencing the blessing of God. The evidence of that clear. When he left Abraham, Abraham was able to see clearly God's promise. You know, when you know, the Bible tells us here that After Lot left him, in verse 14, the Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west." As if you know, Lot was a veil in the front of Abram's eyes, as if he was a hindrance for Abraham to seek as a promise. The same thing for you. Certain people that you had worked and labor hard would be better for you, that they will leave you. Exactly, they are hindrances. They are a veil in front of your eyes. And as long as they are there, you will not be able to see and receive the promises of God. The message is to heal your heart. I'm seeing wounds, and God is seeing also wounds. And God wants to heal you. The Word of God is a medicine, cream for the ulcers, the sores in your spirit and soul and mind and heart. And God longing to see you healed and get well so that you go forward with the new mission that the Lord had already planned and ordained for you to pass through. Some people they might say, or you might say, that Abraham need to start from the beginning again. Yes, and that is true. After Lot had left him, Abraham should start from the beginning. Yes, that's true. And you might be facing the same situation, that if you permit what you had previously labor and work hard will move away from you, you might be experiencing losses and you might need to start from the beginning once again. That's true, you might experience losses, but these losses are only temporary things. And you may experience losses and you may need to start a small start from the beginning, but do not forget that with such decisions of yours to let those people who hurt you move away from you, with such a decision and willingness to go along with God, the Lord had already placed you in the new way to receive His blessing and His promise and His reward in your life. You know, Job say, your beginning will seem humble, so prosperous will your future be. In the book of Job, you can read the word of God in Job chapter 8, verse 7. Your beginnings will seem humble, so prosperous will your future be. You know, a certain time when certain people or certain things that we labor will move away from us, we will go back to be a smaller. But that's what the Word of God today reminding us. We may start with a small beginning, humble beginning, but the end will be, and the future will be prosperous. Abraham, after Lot left him with large amount of tents and shepherds and sheep and cattle and belongings, the size of Abraham become less, but prosperous is the future. Prosperous is your future. Prosperous is our future and the future of the church in the hands of the Lord. The watchman should and can see good end from a humble start. The Bible has other example that it shows us the truth and reality of the Word of God that we have received today from Him. The Bible shows there are other characters in the Bible. They started from humble start or from as you start. Among them is Joseph, the son of Jacob. He started from zero when his brothers threw him in the well. They want to kill him, and finally when they sold him to the Egyptian, he again started from zero when he reached Egypt. And we know that he prospered, that was with him, and then he was put in jail because of the conspiracy of that woman, the wife of Potiphar. And again, in the prison, he starts from the beginning. But the Lord also prospered him. We know that his future was prosperous. Our Lord Jesus Christ is another example. When he came on earth, he was rejected by the Pharisees, by the teachers of the law, by his own people, by the people of the temple. And he needed to start from zero. And he started to preach the good news and make new disciples. Both examples, you can see that their humble start was rewarded, and so prosperous their future became. You too, and me the same, and the church that God gave us, we might experience the same. But we need to trust God. We need to be willing to forgive. We need to be willing to fix our eyes on Him. And we need to be willing to move forward, to move on with the new experience that the Lord had to prepare for us. Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. Tell Him, Lord, thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you for all your blessing. Lord, I'm able to see your promises and your blessing for me and to my disciples and descendants and family and children. Lord, I will go forward in the name of Jesus to go and preach the gospel, to go and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And I will teach them, Lord, to obey everything you had commanded us in your words, trusting you that you are with us to the very end of the age. Lord, I do pray in the name of Jesus, everyone who hear your word will put into practice and to trust you, O God, that whatever had taken away from her or from him, you will bring it back 1,000 times. I pray that your word that you sent us in this message had opened many of us hearts and eyes and minds to see your glory and what you had prepared for us. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.